You're listening to Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. Continuing live from CG Technology, the Sportsbook here inside the Palms Casino Resort. Let's talk about the KC Chiefs. Coming up this weekend, I mean, my goodness, they are quickly becoming a darling in the NFL thanks to Patrick Mahomes, the 10 touchdown tosses, the offense with 80 points scored, and the 2-0 record for Andy Reid's club. Let's talk to Pete Sweeney from SB Nation covering the Chiefs as they are off to a very, very hot start on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Pete Sweeney joining us. Pete, Matt Perrault, how are you?
How's it going?
Well, let's talk about the receivers here for a second because we know about the arm strength. We know that Patrick Mahomes was a guy who played one game last year, looked very good in week one, looked even better in week two against the Steelers. But how big is it that the receiving core right now may be the best in the NFL, and that might be as big of a reason for the start for the Chiefs as it is with their offense being led by Patrick Mahomes?
I think you hear that cliche all the time, the embarrassment of riches. And right now, through 2 weeks of the NFL, and you got to remember it's early, it certainly is the case in Kansas City. And what you have is Andy Reid, head coach of the Chiefs, who's definitely one of the better play callers in the NFL, perhaps even the most creative. And it's the perfect place for all of these guys to be because Andy Reid can get the most out of them. You saw some slow weeks for a guy like Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins in week one. They were kind of taken out of the game, so he turns to Tyreek Hill. This game, Tyreek Hill had a few less yards than last game, only 90, so Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins get in the mix. So really, the Chiefs have a lot of these quality players to work with, and you know, you joke before the season, could all of these guys start on the Pro Bowl team? And it's looking, at least again through 2 weeks, like that actually could be the case.
Andy Reid is a guy who has had teams in September look like world beaters before, and then things have ended much differently. Why will this year be different, and will this year be different for the Chiefs?
You know, you saw last year, and at least in Kansas City, you saw that blown lead in the playoffs, and a lot of people were getting on the defense. And what a lot of people overlook in Kansas City and elsewhere is, yeah, there was an 18-point lead in the playoffs blown to the Tennessee Titans. But at the same time, the offense was blanked in that second half as well. The offense really didn't do anything. You know, Alex Smith, as good as he is, and he really, really does win in the regular season, he doesn't have that step-on-your-throat mentality that I think you need in the playoffs. And Andy Reid really hasn't had a quarterback that had that mentality in quite a few years. And I think you're seeing through 2 weeks of the NFL season that Patrick Mahomes actually might have that even at the young age. He just turned 23 yesterday. It was his birthday. You see these clips from NFL films on the sideline. It's saying, listen, we can't let up. I know we're winning. We can't let up. And you saw it this Sunday. I mean, a lot of Chiefs teams in the past, if they blow a 21-0 lead to the Steelers, they're probably losing that game at Heinz Field. But Mahomes came out and dropped 42 on the Steelers. I don't know if Alex Smith is doing that.
The thing that scared me watching the game, and I took the Steelers to win that game in cover, but the 21-point lead disappeared. And then
and then
in the second half, they regrouped, they came out, they scored a touchdown. But I don't know if that has more to do with the Steelers and their turmoil than what's going on with the Chiefs. How good are they? Are they the second-best team in the AFC behind Jacksonville?
You know, it's so early, and it definitely is too early to tell. But I think what you're seeing, especially with Jacksonville beating the New England Patriots, is this AFC is wide open to me. For what it's worth, I saw the Chiefs going into this game, and I thought they would lose to the Steelers as well. And I think what I ended up doing is I thought the offense was pretty good, but I think in a way I was underestimating it. The Chiefs' offense could be historically good. It already is historically good when you look at Patrick Mahomes. No quarterback in the history of the NFL for 2 weeks has thrown 10 touchdowns. So to me, I mean, the sky is the limit literally when it comes to the offense, but as far as what this team can do, they're going to be a little bit handcuffed by, I think, their ceiling for this year because of that defense. That, to me, is a bigger question mark than the Steelers. Like, can the Chiefs defense not keep up with the offense, but maybe rank around 20 to 25 and just do enough to get these Chiefs into the playoffs? It's looking like they can. Again, I don't know if you can win every game with just an offense, so the defense will have to step up eventually.
I think what you're saying, and I think it's one statement that I have made myself as well, can they stop anybody? I mean, can they play defense to the point where if their offense is going to put up 30 points a game, can they slow down another team's really high-potent offense in a big moment, in a big game? I know it's early, but where are the big holes that you're worried about defensively right now for Kansas City?
Well, it's cornerback and safety. And you look at the end of that Steelers-Chiefs half, it was Steve Nelson sort of limping off the field. You were afraid that he wasn't going to play in the second half, and I tweeted out on my own account. You can look it up. I left it up. I said, if Steve Nelson's not in this game in the second half, the Chiefs are going to lose this football game. Ooh. They ended up winning by 5. So Steve Nelson came back, was able to play. But if you look at this game, so if Steve Nelson gets out of this game, so you have Kendall Fuller as the first cornerback, then your third cornerback becomes your second. That's Orlando Scandrick, who hasn't looked tremendous in the first 2 weeks, didn't really look that great in the preseason either. And then your third cornerback, who's on the field now for what, more than 75% of the time given the passing NFL, is a rookie in Tremont Smith. Then you're missing Eric Berry at safety. So if you have an injury at safety to a Ron Parker or Eric Murray, you're turning to a guy like Armani Watts, who maybe isn't as experienced as you'd want him at this stage of the game. So not only is the defense a problem, I think the depth of the defense is a problem. So the starters aren't maybe as good as you'd want them to be. But if you have one injury to either of those positions, man, are you in a lot of trouble.
So was the trade of Marcus Peters to the Rams a mistake?
I still will say that it is. A lot of people will say it was the plan of Brett Veach and the management to replace Marcus Peters with Kendall Fuller. But I think what was overlooked at the time was just the weakness in depth across from Kendall Fuller. And for a few days, what is amazing is the Chiefs had Kendall Fuller and Marcus Peters, who you would be able to argue would be the top two, or I would say the top duo of cornerbacks in the National Football League. And yet, for whatever reason, whether it be locker room stuff, whether it be a little bit more of the political stuff that some people think had gone into it, they ended up parting ways with Marcus Peters. And you see Peters, who's playing well through these first 2 weeks too. So to me, you're going to regret it if the Chiefs get real close this year to a title, and maybe they're just one cornerback away, and you just let that go for, what, a couple draft picks? So to me, yes, I would say right now it is still looking like a mistake.
Look, teams oftentimes can struggle in the back defensive backfield, but they can make up for it if they get to the quarterback. I didn't feel like KC did a good job of getting to Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm concerned through 2 weeks about the pass rush. Is that also a big concern for the defense?
Yeah, the Chiefs could have gotten home one more time. One of the safeties, Eric Murray, missed a pretty blatant run that would have been for a sack. But as far as the linebackers go, they are getting pressure on Ben Roethlisberger, or they are getting pressure on the opposing quarterback, but they just haven't gotten home yet. I've liked what I've seen from D Ford through these first 2 weeks. According to PFF, he's gotten a bunch of pressures, and he looks as good as he has in a long time. And I think being one of, you know, the younger linebackers, when you're looking at Justin Houston, that, you know, the Chiefs are going to need that. D Ford's on a contract year, so he has all the motivation in the world to have an outstanding year. You have two young guys in Breeland Speaks and Tano Passanio, and you'd want more right now from Breeland Speaks. But again, the Chiefs personnel are high on this guy, and they think they can develop him maybe into a pretty good pass rusher. And what you have right now is the Chiefs are mixing in all four of these guys, where you have Justin Houston and D Ford out there for most of the game, and you're mixing Breeland Speaks in for about 20 plays. Tano Passanio, who is an absolute stud when it comes to his body and just how big this guy is, he's in for about 10 plays. So if you can keep all these guys fresh, especially your elite guys in Houston and Ford, I think it could eventually, you know, I think they could eventually get home a little bit more as the weeks go on. I'd be interested to see how many times they can bring down Jimmy G this Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium.
All right, yeah, so I'm going to end it with that, Pete. You have a 49er team coming in that just came off of a lackluster performance against the Lions. They had that game in control, and in the fourth quarter, they nearly blew it at home. Garoppolo has not looked great through 2 weeks, throwing the football, some ill-advised throws in week one and week two. What do you make of the 49ers coming into Arrowhead?
You know, I have my Arrowhead Pride readership, and I've gotten tweets left and right to continue picking against the Chiefs, but I think it's going to be really hard to this weekend. It's starting to look like, what are you going to need? You're going to need 40 high 30s points to beat the Chiefs, and I can't see the Chiefs' offense slowing down. Last year, it took the NFL 5 or 6 weeks to figure out the Chiefs' offense, and I think this one might be better. So it'd be hard for me to pick against the Chiefs at home this week. I have them winning this football game, probably a little bit easier than they have in the past 2 weeks.
I'm with you. I think, and look, don't listen to me. I've been horrendous picking games for the last 2 weeks of the NFL. I've been god-awful, my worst stretch of my life picking games, but I think this is a bad spot for the 49ers. I think this is, might be a walk in the park here for the Chiefs at home. And even though their defense has not been great, I like what we've seen so far for sure out of that offense with Pat Mahomes. Great stuff, Pete. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Pete Sweeney, SB Nation, joining us, SBNation.com, covering the Chiefs on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. We will talk more about Kansas City and the 49ers, the start for Patrick Mahomes, and the Steelers drama continues. More next, SBNation Radio.